I'm hoping to get a few more shots off than that. Okay, now I'm looking around for the spot for the... I think we probably have a little change in strategy here.
Hey, Houston.
Al and Ed, this is Houston. With a 1.5 hour extension, you have 18 minutes until you have to be back at the Mesa.
18 minutes, and 3-0 extension is what we have, is that correct?
That's Roger. You are 3 hours and 56 minutes into the EVA at this time.
Okay, in that case, then, we will iron the mortar package at this time before we leave. Proceed back along our track, getting geology along the way.
Roger, we concur.
Hey, if you wait a minute, I'll come over and help you with that thing, yeah? Okay, Houston, did you copy that switch number 5 is clockwise and safe?
Roger, I now copy switch 5 clockwise and safe.
Okay, we're going to arm the mortar pack. Unlock and pull safety rods. Hold her down.
This is Houston. After arming the mortar pack, we'd like you to proceed back in the general direction of the LEM and selecting a suitable area en route, collect the comprehensive sample, and try to pick up a football-sized rock on the way. Over.
Okay, that's our intent, Houston.
And I'll give you periodic reports on how much time you've got left until you have to be back at the Mesa. Alan, add Mark, 4 hours into the EVA.
Okay.
With the half-hour extension, we're working into a 4-hour and 45-minute EVA duration.
Roger.
And, Alan, would you confirm that you have the extension handle off of the bumper geophone anchor?
And I'm going to arm it now, and it's pointed almost be west of north. I guess those photographs allow you to get that exactly.
Roger, bubble tangent to inner ring and almost due north.
This tangent to the inner ring on the northwest side.
Okay.
Okay, both arming switches are on the mortar pack. Switch number 5 is going back counterclockwise.
Okay, stand clear. You got the safety rods, the 2 switches on the pack, and switch 5. Beautiful.
That's from. And I have the ignition handle, and I'm starting out after Allen now. I've got them in. Okay, I'll get one for the fines. Get one for the fines and we'll start. I just say, just grab an undisturbed sight out of each quadrant. We have here with our feet. Cut it down to about a centimeter level. the big scoop for this. Well, actually, the fishing tool, medium, no, the medium-sized scoop is the best. All you're going to do is cut the surface to a depth of about a centimeter in an undisturbed area here. So we haven't picked up the rocks.
This is Houston. We show about 8 minutes remaining until you should be at the mesa to start closeout.
Okay, we will be able to leave a comprehensive sample at that time.
Beautiful.
I don't close it. Here's one in here for you.
Huh?
There's one in here I picked up.
Oh, okay. Nothing in here then. That area and then right here in this area and fill up the bag to arrive. Now head on back a little further and get a football sized rock. Then you can see where the area where the football-sized rock is coming from. It's essentially the right back toward the LAM from the LSEP site. Rock appears to have been ejected from the crater which Ed was describing earlier. It is 12:30 position. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the small football-sized rock. It turned out to be two of them. Small football coming from the same crater, near the same crater. And at first glance appears to be fairly similar. It's a large hand sample. It's essentially non-vesicular, just some very small vesicles.
Roger, we've got 2 minutes. We'd like to get you on back to the setting of the Mesa.
That looks to be a fairly large crystal in that second small football rock. And Al is starting back toward the Mesa now.
Okay.
damn it. Here with my sample bags. Put your UHT handle, sir.
I'll use the this handle. Fortunately, I don't think more than a little bit fell out.
Okay, I got it all.
Okay, and the map should be there.
I got the map already.
Lens guard brush assembly.
I'll grab it.
Okay, I'll boot on out to take care of it.
You're tangled up in the cable.
Okay, 44 peak normal.
Roger, and we might as well go to 25 on the zoom out.
I just zoomed by you.
We saw you zoom by us.
Verifying 44 on the zoom. I mean 44 on the f-stop, 25 on the zoom, on infinity.
Just a minute, Rod. I got to configure one more camera here.
30 on the focus. We're transmitting, and we're in peak, and we're long axis normal to the sun. How's that?
Roger, Al.
But the lens cap on or off?
Lens cap off, OFF.
OFF. Okay, ETB contains two medium football rocks and the small rocks from the comprehensive sample contains two 70mm cams, three 16mm mags, map, lens, prime, brush assembly.
Yeah, they're all in there, I just checked them.
Let's show.
And the FRC number two is on the map.
Okay, let's see if we can get you clean.
Okay, I think that completes my checklist.
Roger, you copy SRC number one sealed.
You're tangled up the cable again. The cable.
Dang it.
SRC number one sealed and close up camera off.
SRC number one is sealed.
And verify the close up camera's off.
Okay, that's gotta be,
Rush?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Clothes, but you've been warning them up.
come on around. Let me get this other leg. Okay, that's good. Get him off guard. Did you kind of sleep in that hammock over me? Okay, turn it around toward me a little more. Those overshoes are impossible.
Clean out pretty well.
Yeah. I think we can do best by kicking them off of those.
Okay.
Because he's going to get back on fast.
Alrighty. Turn around. I mean, get the sun on you. Probably better. Okay. Okay, inside. Okay. Okay, on the inside. See, you're pretty clean in the torso. See you on the hoses. Not too bad. This stuff seems to be coming off very well.
Yeah, because if it's not too much rubbed in, if it's just laying there, it brushes off well.
Okay, you have a UHT still on?
Okay, I'll have to.
Okay, now, man, I don't know. Just make sure you can do with that. Okay. Yeah, it comes quite a bit of stuff comes off, especially out the back.
Yep.
It's a lot better. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Wait a minute, I got.
Hey, you're in the S-band cable.
Band cable. Let's get the inside of you there. And the other side. Oops. That's the end of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put a pair of tops in there. Let's press arm here. Okay. Want to get this baby out in the sun.
Leave that right there till tomorrow. Okay. Touch the cable again.
Hold it. Now hold it. Holding it.
Houston, we'd like to get a final AMU status report.
Okay.
Well, this AMU is about 4 feet in the air right now.
This is L3.75. And I'm reading 4-0. 4-0%, no flags on low flow and at field size.
Okay. At 3.75, reading 20%. And no flags. Minimum cooling and feel great.
Roger, thank you, Ed.
Got him?
Got it.
Piece of cake.
yeah, we did too, Al. He's doing fine up there, taking photographs, and he just passed by you about 10 minutes ago. Over.
Yeah, we got his big Hikon camera fixed.
Okay, negative on the Hikon, and he was able to spot the LEM last pass. Over.
Beautiful.
Okay,
Houston, I'm at the door, ready for
ingress. Prepare to open the hatch now. Roger it.
Hatch is open and I'm ingressing.
Roger.
Okay, the...
Where's the SRC?
Say again?
Did the SRC get up to the platform?
Yeah.
Alright.
The man is parked in the sun, 45 degree angle. It's been cover on it. It looks like it's going to spend the night very comfortably.
Roger.
Okay, you're coming up on the porch now. Hey, you're right outside the hatch now. Coming in the hatch. It's all yours.
Okay, you have it?
I've got it.
Okay.
Starting up the ladder.
Roger. Did you get everything in the 1 ATB?
Yeah.
Roger. Very good.
Up at the top of the ladder, waiting for the LAC to come out.
But now it's up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you.
Okay, you ready for the sample box?
Pass it in.
Give it up to the table higher. Just push it right over the edge. I've got it.
Okay, the SRC is in the cabin, Houston.
Roger, Al.
And Al will be starting in a moment.
me get over behind the door.
All right.
Cabin and plus speed water off.
Hey, all this is coming to mind.
This is Houston, over. Roger, we requested you do not break your suit plus integrity until we call you again, over. This is Houston. Okay, Ed, as you may have noticed during the EVA and in fact during the pre-depressurization checklist, your suit leak rate seems to be somewhat higher than Al's, although within spec. At this time, we'd like you to run through the normal pressure integrity check on your suit plus combination as called out at the 52-minute mark prior to depress on the EVA-1 card. Al can proceed to reconfigure himself onto the LEM ECS. Over.
Push cabin.
on this soup. Roger, Ed. Discontinue the check and go ahead with your post-EVA systems configuration.